It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. This morning, we will revisit a recovery center in the Eastern Panhandle that opened last year.
They've been awesome here. I mean, they have. Everything gets confusing and chaotic, and these people are doing an amazing job that only kind-hearted people would be able to do.
That's coming up on this West Virginia morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. The president of a group that opposes abortion rights and LGBTQ protections has announced that he is running for U.S. Senate, challenging Republican incumbent Shelley Moore Capito in the May primary election. Dave Mistich has more.
According to a news release from his campaign, Alan Witt is a former writer and spokesman for Dr. Billy Graham. He served as the president of the West Virginia Family Policy Council for the past 6 years. The group's website says they occasionally partner with the Family Research Council, which the Southern Poverty Law Center has designated as a hate group. Witt says conservatives have been, quote, let down too many times by Capito's record in Washington. He specifically criticized Capito's consideration of so-called red flag laws when it comes to purchasing guns. Democrat Paula Jean Swearengin has also announced a run for Capito's Senate seat in 2020. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Morgantown.
A private university in the Northern Panhandle has hired a new president. Wheeling University says in a statement that Jenny Favid will become its 13th president. She has served as chairwoman of the university's board of trustees since July, Glennis Board reports.
Favid replaces Michael Mahalio, who served a little over a year as president and was placed on leave in August. Wheeling University cut more than half its academic programs this fall due to financial concerns. It will resume offering majors in biology, engineering science, and English in January. The school also will reinstate 5 sports teams starting next fall. The school recently ended its affiliation with the Jesuit order, and so earlier this year changed its name from Wheeling Jesuit University. It still, however, claims a Roman Catholic identity. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glennis Board in Wheeling.
It has been 1 year since the Paloma Crisis Stabilization and Detox Center opened in Martinsburg. The facility is the first of its kind in the Eastern Panhandle in more than 20 years. They offer inpatient or overnight services for people suffering from substance use disorder. As Liz McCormick reports, the launch of the new facility hit some bumps in the beginning, but it has remained open and helps many find recovery.
On a quiet corner here in Martinsburg is the Paloma Crisis Stabilization and Detox Center. The facility is open 24/7 and offers 16 beds to people struggling with addiction. It's the first facility like it in the Eastern Panhandle in more than 2 decades. Up until last year, if someone from this region was seeking recovery, had Medicaid, and wanted to be able to stay in detox overnight, they had to travel as far as Morgantown or farther to seek treatment.
I needed to place my care in somebody else's care.
That's Heather. She's 35, from Hardy County, and has a 2-year-old son. She says she's been struggling with addiction for 20 years, and this is the first time she's entered recovery. Heather says she's entering treatment for herself, her son, and her family.
They're almost mourning me, and I'm still alive. So that drags you here, too.
When I spoke to Heather, she had been in detox for 7 days at Paloma. There's no set time limit on how long someone can stay, but on average, a usual stay is between 5 and 10 days. The facility is colorful inside with inspirational quotes on the walls. Clients are put on a strict schedule. They have to wake up at the same time, go to bed at the same time, eat 3 meals a day, aren't allowed to have caffeine, and they must attend group and individual therapy every day. Paloma offers a variety of therapies, such as talk therapy, painting, nutrition, meditation, and even acupuncture. Heather says she's loved everything about her experience at Paloma.
They've been awesome here. I mean, they have. Everything gets confusing and chaotic with addicts, and these people are doing an amazing job that only kind-hearted people would be able to do.
Paloma employs 35 people, a case manager, a chef, receptionists, therapists, 3 doctors, mental health techs, and nurses. On average, the facility has about 8 clients staying with them at any given time. Martinsburg resident Peter Callahan is the owner of Paloma. He's a therapist and social worker.
We have to try to meet them where they are. Where they are is not in a good place. We have to try to help them find that better place for, by their own. Just help them, guide them, because we can't push them, we can't force them, we can't pull them, you know, but we can definitely make the path available for them.
The program at Paloma took 2 years to get up and running and was funded by a $1 million state grant. Medicaid is currently the only insurance accepted at the facility. Otherwise, a client has to pay out of pocket at $700 a day. Callahan says he hopes to accept other types of insurance in the future. Callahan says the first 5 months were challenging due to some issues with Medicaid and keeping doctors. The facility was forced to close and then reopen a handful of times, but he says those problems have been sorted out, and for the last month, it's been relatively smooth sailing.
We're on the upswing. There's always going to be rooms for improvement. We're trying to hire more staff. We're trying to make some changes that we need inside the building that we know are going to be best for the safety of the clients.
Callahan says the facility has seen its share of growing pains. Getting things up and running has been a learning experience for him. But he says the facility is worth fighting for. As Paloma enters its second year, Callahan is hopeful the facility will continue to improve. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Chuck Anzalevich.